感谢神给我们能够有这么平静、这么舒服的地方来敬拜我们的神。
We give thanks to God that we can have this peaceful and this good place to worship our God.
上一次在大家当中一起敬拜、分享神的信息之后，就上飞机。
Last time after I shared with the work of God, I went and took the plane.
那么到几个地方去来服侍神。
I was at different places to serve the Lord.
那谢谢啊，教会弟兄姐妹常常在祷告当中纪念我们。
I want to give thanks to the brothers and sisters in the church to pray for us.
上次离开这里之后，就到新加坡几天。
So last time after I preached, I went to Singapore for a few days.
然后我们在马来西亚有一个特别的聚会。
And then there was a special meeting in Malaysia.
那个特别的聚会，单单围着中国大陆来出来预备做。就是全时间侍奉神的人预备的。
And there was someone from mainland China who was going into full-time ministry.
那么从马来西亚我就到孟加拉。
And then from Malaysia went to Mangala.
到孟加拉看到就是那边的福音的机会。
And then I saw the opportunity for the gospel.
很多不同的民族，但是比较多都是回教徒穆斯林。
There are many people from different races, but most of them are Muslims.
我们参观了差不多有七个在当中有很好的事工的平台。
We visited about seven of them. They're very good ministry platforms.
全部都是向穆斯林工作。
They were ministering to the Muslims.
其中一个平台我们非常受感动。
We were very much touched by one of the platforms.
就是那个就是在那个就是啊。专门做街边的这些不幸的妇女跟孩子们的施工。
It was a ministry to those on the streets, to the children and the women.
因为他们贫穷，所以呢，女的就卖身体来过生活。
Because of poverty, the women kind of sell their bodies in order to make a living.
那卖身体之后，就很多就有了孩子，但孩子没有父亲。
And then because of what they do, sometimes they have children, and the children would be fatherless.
那么那一天，我们去参观他们的施工。
We visited their ministry.
那这些施工都是我们差会的人负责的。
These are also something organized, responsible by our mission organization.
三层楼就在大街那个大城市中心。
It was about three-story building in the middle of the city.
看到那些富人家就学习怎么做裁缝，怎么去就是学一点的手艺。
And the women learn different skills like tailoring.
那么有十几个孩子就是没有父亲的孩子。就在街边长大，所以他们也不知道怎么样彼此相处。
And then there were more than 10 children. They grew up on the streets, so they did not know how to relate to each other.
就常常打架。
So they fought.
那么在这个事工当中，有20位的工人。
In the ministry, there are more than about 20 workers.
那么就去帮助他们怎么样去学一门手艺。
And help them how they can learn a trade.
你要帮助这些孩子们怎么有一些受教育，怎么学做人，彼此相处的基本道理。
And then help the children how they will relate with each other and how they can have interpersonal relationships.
我们看到的时候，我们是在感觉到就是为什么世界上有这样的一个就是被忽略，那么这么凄惨的一批的人。
We saw them and we felt that how come they're so tragic. These people, they were ignored and they were left behind in the world.
那最后的时候，那个负责的同工主任他就请我们坐下来喝一杯茶，谈谈天。
And then the director of this ministry invited us to sit down, have tea, and we chat.
然后他就开始稍微介绍一下他们的施工，然后问我们有没有什么问题。
So he introduces ministry and asks us for questions.
然后我就问了一个问题。
I raised one question.
因为他跟我们讲有20位同工，20位都是基督徒。
He talked about the about 20 co-workers and all of them are Christians.
所以我就问他说，这20位同工都是基督徒，多少位原本是回教徒，现在变成基督徒的
？I asked this person, out of these 20 co-workers who are Christians, how many of them were Muslims?
你们知道答案吗？
Do you know the answer?
20位基督徒，
20 Christians.
19位原本是穆斯林，现在是信耶稣的。
19 of them were Muslims. Now they believe in Jesus.
我心中非常受激动。
I was very much touched in my heart.
因为我自己二三十年都向穆斯林传福音，做这些工作。
Because I have been evangelizing to the Muslim for 20-30 years.
那么这一种的情况就是大大的激励我。
And this condition encouraged me a lot.
但是他们有很大的需要。
But they have great needs.
所以如果我们当中有一些人你说夏天不知道去哪里你跟我去孟加拉
So if some of you don't know where to go in summer just follow me I'll take you to Bengkala
那我们可以去帮他们一个礼拜一个月
We can help them for 1 week or for 1 month
我跟着一位中国大陆来的宣教士
I was with a missionary from China
他从中国大陆去孟加拉教书
He went there to teach
用英文来教
He taught in English
那么你知道这个用英文来教他本身要下很多功夫来学好英语。
You know, it takes a lot of work for this person to learn good English to teach.
那个学校就是这个沙里瓦铁的瓦做的那个就长方形的一个学校。
The school was in a rectangular shape.
没有桌子，没有椅子。
No desk and no chairs.
没有沙发椅，没有什么都没有。
No couch, no furniture.
就二十多位、三十位学生。
So 20 or 30 students.
一位老师，一位校长。
One teacher and one principal.
哎呦，我看他们呢，就是我们到的时候，他们孩子们唱歌给我们听。
When we got there, the children sing for us.
都是唱基督教的歌。
They sing Christian songs.
他们不一定信耶稣。
They may not believe in Jesus.
但是小小的时候就把福音跟他们讲。
But they were told the gospel since they were small.
孟加拉有很多的人口。
There was a lot of people in Mancala.
那么就在这种情况里面，政府很多的时候没有办法办学校，够的学校给所有的孩子。
And the government could not set up enough schools for all the children.
所以就算是基督教进去帮忙办学校，政府也欢迎。
So even though Christian organizations go in and set up schools, the government welcomed them.
所以我们看到很多的机会。
So we see a lot of opportunities.
那么孟加拉完了就飞到尼泊尔。
So after that, then I went to Nepal.
尼泊尔那边呢，我们就跟一批的宣教士。
In Nepal, we were with a group of missionaries.
去那些 slum， 就是那些那个叫做中文叫做什么？
贫民区。So we went to the slums to minister to them.
那么贫民区那个味道实在是不得了。
And of course, there's a particular odor.
那些人是叫做 untouchable， 你是连点都不要点他们不干净。
They were belong to the caste of the untouchables.
那我们就一批人去的时候
，We went。
我们那边有一些宣教士，基本上都是中国大陆来的。
Most of the missionaries they basically came from mainland China。
每一个礼拜都有给他们一些的学习聚会。
Each Sunday they organize meetings。
我看他们呢，小孩子们很喜欢唱歌。
I saw that the children they love to sing。
就是呀。就是五年级以下的就是小朋友一大堆差不多四五十个人
Yeah, 40 or 50 to under fifth grade or lower
那么六年级以上的就算是少年班他去另外一个班
And then those are sixth grade or older they go to the youth class
那么那个三四十个比较小的孩子
So there are 30 or 40 smaller children
你知道呢中国人他不会教其他的歌就教中国大陆小敏唱的歌
So they do not know a lot of songs. They teach them the children's songs.
所有那些小孩子都会唱中文歌。
And all the children, they knew how to sing.
因为没有教他其他的歌。
Because they were not taught other songs.
哎呦，我看他们唱啊，拍手啊，那么我还拍了 video， 那么今天就没有给大家看。
They clap their hands and I took videos, but unfortunately I didn't bring the video today.
我心里面想，哇，这个实在是侍奉神真的是很有意义。
It is very meaningful to serve the Lord.
因为这些人在当地的人根本就是不看，不要去跟他们接触，根本没有人去想到他们帮助他们。
In the locally, they were looked down upon. They were called untouchable, so they were not ministered to by the locals.
那么我们做基督徒的济南就是放下我们可能家乡有的享受一切，那么去到当中适应，然后去帮助他们。
As Christians, we kind of set aside what we got used to enjoy at home, and we went over there to serve them.
所以心中很受感动。
I was very much moved.
那为什么我要去这些地方呢？
Why did we want to go to those places?
因为我现在差会要我做的其中的工作。
Because it's part of my job in from my mission organization.
就是要去找宣教师。
It's to look for missionaries.
宣教师把他们差到那些有需要的地方去。
To send the missionaries to places where there is need.
但是如果我不知道那个地方情况，我怎么跟宣教士讲说那个地方有什么需要呢？
But if I do not know that place, how can I tell which places have needs?
所以我自己就先去看。
So I needed to go there to look into that.
那我们现在有两个家庭的宣教士。
Now we have two missionary families.
一个家庭的宣教士已经去到宣教工厂了。
One has been on the field already.
那么另外一个家庭呢，还在等着要出去。
Another couple is on the way there.
那么另外一位就要等着家庭呢，先生是牙医。
In the one of them, the husband was a dentist.
在中国大陆做牙医，愿意放弃一切做宣教师的，你知道神怎么工作？
You know how God works for those who in many China is a dentist can give up the livelihood.
那么因为这对牙医跟他太太，他牙医就 Thomas， 太太就 Susan， 他们两个人要去一个比较讲英文多一点的地方传福音。
The husband called Thomas, the wife called Susan. They were going to go to a place where there is more need for ministering in English.
那么这位先生牙医，他是乌克兰 Ukraine 毕业的牙医。
This husband, the dentist, he graduated from Ukraine.
他是学俄罗斯语的。
He learned Russians.
那么跑到这个讲英语的国家两年。
He went to the English-speaking country for 2 years.
学英语。
To learn English.
两年后拿到就是可以教英语的证书。
And then 2 years later, he got the certificate to teach English.
我今天昨天晚上收到他们的资料的时候，我心中很受感动。
Last night I got the information about them. I was very much moved.
为着主的缘故，这对年轻人才三十几岁，他们这样的摆上，这样的愿意。
For the sake of the Lord, this couple in their 30s, they were willing to offer themselves to the Lord.
所以我们非常感谢神。
So I'm very thankful to the Lord.
那么我上次从亚洲回来几个星期之后，跟师母又再去亚洲。
I came back, and then a few weeks later, I went to Asia again.
那么这一次就是去中国大陆。
This time I went to mainland China.
我们48个人走丝绸之路走了12天。
And 48 of us, we were on the Silk Road for 12 days.
我们从乌鲁木齐走天山南边，吐鲁番哈密。
We go from one place to another place.
那么从哈密转向天山北边，一直走到伊林，就是边界去了。
And then we went to another place towards the west and to the borders.
我们在车上有上课。
And then we had lessons on the road.
我们接触少数民族。
We got in touch with the minority people.
我们看神所创造很美的风景。
We were able to see the beautiful scenery that God has created.
你很难想象一个地方看上去山上有雪。
You cannot imagine a place that you look up there are ice on the peak of the mountains.
你向一个方向看的时候，有湖有青草。
You know, on one side you can see lake and see.Grass,
然后你向另外一个方向看的时候，有沙漠。
And then on the other side, we turn around, it was a desert.
我们很难想象这样的地方。
It's difficult to imagine a place like that.
那么这一次去的时候呢，公安就给我们比较多照顾一点。
And this time, the security gave us more attention.
所以我们在路上呢，就预算不到我们的时间。
So it's difficult for us to plan our trip.
有的时候早上八点上巴士。
Sometimes we get on the bus at eight in the morning.
晚上十点都还没有到应该去的地方。
And then we have not arrived at our destination at 10 p.m.
那有的时候非常累。
Sometimes we got very tired.
但是呢，我们就看到我们的团员当中。
But we saw that among our team members.
有的人现在进神学院了。
Some are about to go into seminary.
有的人在讲说他愿意做全时间宣教士。
Some said that they are committed to full-time ministry.
我们看到这一切的时候，心中只有感恩。
We give thanks when we see that.
所以希望大家继续为我们祷告。
Please continue to pray for us.
那么，所以不能再讲太多了，不然没时间讲到了。
Well, I can't go into this in too much, otherwise there's no time for sermon.
那么今天早上的信息是从帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章里面出来的。
This morning's message is from 1 Thessalonians.
我们要一起来把这段经文读一遍。
Let us read this passage together.
这个圣经里面就换了一个标题，说主的降临。
The title of this passage is the coming of the Lord.
那么这是保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦信当中的一段话。
It is a passage that Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节开始到第十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to 18.
所以有你们是英文呢，你们看英文。
You can read in any language you like.
那么中文呢，你就看中文。
And then the Chinese, if you read Chinese, you can read.
我听弟兄姐妹，你听我读。
And yes, Pastor Wong should read this.
第十三节开始，圣经说：“论到睡了的人。”我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的吹号响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这样的话彼此劝慰。我们知道保罗在这里写这段话。
We know that Paul, Apostle Paul wrote this.
因为有一些人心中忧虑。
Because some people are anxious.
忧虑什么呢？
What do they worry about?
忧虑关于人死了。
They worry that after people died.
那么耶稣来之前，这些人怎么办呢？
But before Jesus returned, what happened?
耶稣来的时候，他们怎么办呢？
What happened when Jesus returned?
那么保罗写的时候，他在第十八节就讲。
So in verse 18, Paul said.
保罗说：“我写这段话给你们讲，希望你们当用这些话彼此的劝慰。”
I write this to you because I want you to comfort one another with these words.
所以保罗不是在这里解释完主耶稣再来所有的细节。
So Paul was not trying to explain all the details on the second coming.
他在这个地方希望我们明白一些关于主再来的信息的时候，能够彼此的劝勉，彼此的建造。
He was with the intention that we can build up one another and comfort one another with these words.
意思就是说，我们听到神的话语。
That is to say, we hear the word of God.
然后我们就应该有一个教导，我们可以怎么去行，去把神的话语活出来的一个很重要的原则。
Then the good principle is that we need to learn how to live out the word of God.
那我读这些经文的时候
，When I read this passage,
首先我就说这个是讲到主再来的事情。
She's talking about the coming of the Lord.
我想到耶稣基督来这个世界。
Jesus came.
我心中是非常激动。
I was very much excited.
为什么说非常的激动呢？
Why do I say I'm excited about Jesus coming?
你知道我们的神，他顾念我们。
Our God care about us.
耶稣基督决定来这个世界。
Jesus decided to come.
是怎么回事吗？
Why is that so?
有的时候我们没有想到这个事情的伟大，我们就很容易想到自己的需要是什么。
Sometimes we don't think about such a great and grand event. We only think about our own needs.
你再想一想，神是创造宇宙万物的神。
God is the creator of all universe.
你想一想，宇宙万物到现在，科学家还是不断有新的发现，就说哇，宇宙万物真的是太大了，太难以想象了。
And you say even today, scientists are still making new discoveries because the universe is so vast and so big and grand.
那你想一想，在这么伟大的一个宇宙当中，神就说：“耶稣，你去到地球。”
And then among this great and grand universe, God said, "Jesus, you go to Earth."
你知道地球在宇宙当中占了什么样的地位呢？
What status, what position does Earth has in the universe?
我说那个大小占了多少的地位呢？
What position does it hold?
我相信地球在宇宙当中几乎都找不到了。
You probably cannot find it. You just look at the universe as a whole.
就像沙滩上面的一粒沙那么小。
just like there are so many sands on this beach and there's one grain of sand.
那耶稣既然愿意来到这么微小的一个地方，
Jesus willing to come to this very infinitesimally small minute place.
那么他既然来到这个地方的时候，能够在这个地方找到美国，
He came and he could find United States of America.
那连针头都不如，
And this is even harder than the head of a needle.
那么在美国里面，既然找到一个地方叫哥伦比亚，
And he found this place called Columbia in America.
那在哥伦比亚里面那么多人当中，既然找到你跟我，
And then in Columbia he found you and I.
然后他跟我们讲说我爱你，
And then he told us I love you.
然后跟我们讲说耶稣基督来这个世界就是为了你，为了我，
And he told us Jesus came to the world for you and for me.
我们如果这样想的时候，我们就知道我们是何等的微小。
If you consider that, we said that we are so small, so minute.
有的时候我们担心很多事情是因为我们不认识神。
Sometimes we worry about so much because we do not know God.
保罗在这里讲说，论到睡了的人，我不愿意，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道苦，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
Paul was saying that, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, because that you do not be sorrowful.
我读这个经文的时候，我就两个思想。
There are two thoughts come to my mind.
第一个思想就是，我们担心，因为我们以为神可能不知道，或者没办法，或者忘记我们。
We worry because sometimes we think that maybe God is not capable, or He has forgotten about us, or He cannot do it.
所以我们就开始想。有什么办法？怎么解释这些事情
？So we think, how do we solve this problem?
当我们没有办法想象怎么解决这些问题的时候，我们心中就开始乱，开始担心。
If we cannot come up with a solution, then we worry.
但是呢，第二方面，我读这个经文的时候呢
，But the second part, when I read this passage,
我就读到恐怕你们忧伤。
I read that they said, I do not want you to be worried.
我在这里发现了，最少这些人还有一点激情。
And these people are they have some emotions.
Something to worry about.
They have something to worry about.
有的人呢，真的这个世界没有什么 worry 了，就是这个世界已经是没有什么事情值得我们去忧伤，值得我们去多想它。
There's sometimes some people have nothing to worry about, nothing that they become sorrow about.
为什么我这样讲呢
？Why do I say this?
我到孟加拉，我到尼泊尔去参加他们的一些施工。
I went to Mangala, went to Nepal to participate in their ministries.
他们有很多事情挂虑的。
There's a lot of things they can worry.
他们知道他们自己做不到的。
They know that there are certain things they cannot accomplish.
没有依靠神做不到的。
Something that they cannot accomplish without relying on God.
他们祷告的时候会流眼泪。
They pray in tears.
因为太苦了。
Because it was so hard.
好像没有路走了。
Just like this, at the end of the rope,
看不到光了。
There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
这个忧伤就是他关心一些事情。
They worry and they are sorrowful. They care about certain things.
才产生一种这个感情上面的一个激动。
And then this emotionally they are stirred up.
我就发现我们在有一些地方做基督徒很难做。
And in sometimes in some places it's hard to be Christians.
因为我们不再忧伤了。
Because we no longer worry.
我们不再流眼泪了。
We no longer shed tears.
我们没有逼迫。
We have no persecution.
我们没有缺乏。
We have no lack.
我们其实做基督徒也不需要神。
In fact, we have no need. We have nothing that we need as Christians.
那这个地方是我比较担心的地方。
This is something that I worry about.
我说帖撒罗尼迦的教会最少还忧伤。
At least the church at Thessalonica, they were sorrowful.
我们今天做基督徒怎么样呢？
What about us today as Christians?
我们不是没有指望的人。
We are not people with no hope.
我们是有指望，因为我们知道我们信耶稣。
We have hope because we believe in Jesus.
但是我们不再看重这件事情，因为我们就觉得我们一切都好，那么就不需要麻烦上帝。
But we no longer value this thing because we think everything's going well, so we don't have to bother God.
所以有的时候有人就讲说，有一些是没有神的基督徒。
So some people say that there are some godless Christians.
那就为什么会有这样的情况呢
？Why do we have this condition？
所以我们希望我们今天大家对于这个信息，你听完之后，你心中开始有一个激情。
I hope that they have some that stir your heart after you have heard this message。
那么他们这些人忧伤的是什么呢
？These people, what do they worry about？
你要记得这些人忧伤这段话是耶稣基督升天复活升天之后不到五十年一百年的时间。
When this was written, it was less than 50 or 100 years after Jesus went up to heaven.
因为耶稣跟他们讲说他会再回来。
Because he told them he was going to come again.
那门徒们也都讲说他耶稣会再回来。
And the apostles also said that Jesus was going to come again.
我现在等了五十年没有回来。
Okay, they waited for 50 years, nothing happened.
到底回不回来呢？
Is he coming back or not?
那耶稣说我也不知道什么时候。
Jesus said, I do not know what time.
连天使也不知道。
The angels have no
idea. 只有神知道。
Only God the Father knows.
那么就开始想说，这样怎么办呢？
So they worry. What do we do?
所以呢，那彼得就讲说，我们的神看时间不一样。
So Peter tells us that from God's perspective, time is different.
我们看一日，那神有的时候看这个一日，就好像千年，千年如一日一样。
Now sometimes you consider one day, but it may be as 1,000 years to God, and also 1,000 years to God may be as one day.
那么有的人又说，如果耶稣再来的话，那怎么办呢？
Some people say, if Jesus comes again, what happened?
特别是那一些已经在基督里面睡了的人，已经在基督里面死去的人。
Especially those who have slept or those who have died in the Lord.
就是说，有一些基督徒找我们回到神那里去了。
Some Christians already went to the Lord before us.
那我们知道回到神那里去这句话本身还需要解释。
You know, we need to explain what does it mean to be back to the Lord.
因为人基督徒死了，现在那些死掉的基督徒在哪里啊？
Because what happened to the Christians who have died already?
在天堂吗？
Well, are they in heaven?
好像没有圣经这么讲哦。
Maybe Bible did not say that.
那路加福音里面就讲到拉撒路的故事的时候，有讲到阴间了。
But in the when Jesus said the parable about Lazarus, he talked about Hades.
那阴间在什么地方
？So where is the place called Hades?
你用 GPS 打进去阴间，看会不会找得到
？And then you may try to search for this if you can find anything.
没有答案了。
No answer.
所以有一些呢人呢，这些早期的基督徒就开始担心了。
So some of these early Christians they started to worry.
那一些我们家里面，就是我的爷爷什么人，他们爱耶稣、爱主的信，就是现在已经先我们去世了。那么他们去哪里呢
？So they were thinking, what happened to my grandpa? They loved the Lord, but they passed on already. So where are they?
所有的宗教信仰都会有想这个问题的。
All the religions also think about this.
我以前在马来西亚做传道人的时候，帮人家举行那个就是出殡礼拜，就是要棺材要下到泥土里面去。
When I was in Malaysia, I was a pastor and also did the funerals and also when I was about to lay the coffins in the ground.
好几次都有人跟我提醒了。
Very often people reminded me.
就是说这个棺材的头要放对哈。
So you need to orient the coffin correctly.
所以对对是什么呢？就是说向着西方了。
So you need to have the head towards the west.
那他灵魂飞的时候就向上西天了，对不对
？So when the soul comes up, then it will go towards the west.
那他们也没有想过，太阳这个地球一转就飞的时间不对，又飞到东边去了。
So they not think that the earth was rotating. So if the time is wrong, then we can go towards the east.
就是说对这个问题好像没有答案。
So there seems to be no answer.
那么有一些人就担心了，那个死掉的人怎么办呢？所以就烧一点纸钱给他。
So some people they don't know what happened to those who are dead, so they burn something as an offering, hope that they'll get there.
为什么呢
？Why？
我以前也听过一些在神庙里面扎桶的，说他们家庭很多问题，是因为他的去世的老人家在下面没有钱怨了，所以呢，他就会就是提醒你们。
So I've heard other people talk about that in temples, talk about that. There are problems in your family because their ancestors have gone, they did not have enough funding, and so they cause problems.
So they burn paper.
So they burn paper money.
美金不是五百一千的。
So it was not like the US dollars 500,000.
他在一千后面加三个零。
They add the three more zeros to it.
一下子就收一大贴这么高下去。
So a whole stack of paper money.
那他们也不知道这个烧了有没有什么作用呢
？They don't know whether it will help or not.
问题就是不知道那些人怎么办呢
？Because they have no idea what happened to them.
我跟你讲一件比较伤心的事情。
I tell you something. It is a sad thing.
有一些教会也烧了。
Some church also they burn paper money.
对不起哈，我就看过这样的事情。
I've seen this.
他就烧一些圣经节下去安慰那些去世的人。
They burn some Bibles to try to give comfort to those who have passed on.
他烧一些支票下去，写说天国银行。
He burned some checks, some blank checks, and said the Bank of Heaven.
那你不用讲别的啊，罗马天主教也出问题啊。
But nothing else. I just say the Roman Catholic Church had similar problems before.
你知道为什么马丁路德会改教？其中一个原因是什么
？Why was that the Protestant movement by Martin Luther? Let's do.
那当时这个圣彼得礼拜堂要建造的时候，那个费用很高的。
Because it takes a lot of funding to build St. Peter's Cathedral.
那么那些神父们就想一个办法。
So the priests they were thinking of
在礼拜堂前面后面放很大的奉献箱。
They have a huge offering box in front and the back of the church.
然后下面呢，就是不能够你放纸啊，不能够有东西。一就是说你是木头也好啊，是那个 metal， 就是那个什么什么铁片啊，什么都好。
So there's all kinds of things, either wood or metal.
那么以前的钱是银币啊，就是铜的、银的、金的这种的。
And in the past, the money were coins, the metallic coins.
所以你放下去的时候会咚一声。
So when you drop in the metal, it will make a noise, dong.
所以神父就讲说，当你听到咚一声的时候，你去世的那些亲人家就早一点离开那个炼狱的地方。
So they would say that the priest would say that if you hear the noise of the money hitting the coffin box, and then your relatives or your loved ones will leave purgatory a little bit sooner.
所以这个问题本身是没有答案的。
So this thing has no answer.
那很多人就开始想说怎么办？他们去世了怎么办呢
？Many people think what happened to them? They passed on.
所以他们就忧伤了。
So they worry.
保罗跟他们讲说：“你们不要忧伤。”
Paul told them, "Do not worry."
他说：“我们若信耶稣死而复活了
，If we believe that Jesus rose from the dead,
那已经在基耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣怎么样？”
And those who have been asleep with the Lord, what will Jesus do to them?
也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Jesus will come and bring them along.
没有讲从什么地方带来。
Did not say where to come from.
但是给我们很大的安慰就是耶稣没有离开他们。
But give us great comfort that Jesus would not forsake them.
耶稣没有忘记他们。
Jesus would not forget them.
耶稣跟他们一起来。
Jesus would come with them.
他就跟着讲，保罗说，我们现在照主的话，告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
And that, Paul was saying that by the work of the Lord, that I tell you that those we are alive and remain to them, we will not come before them.
所以意思说，耶稣来的时候，那一些已经在我们之前睡了的意思，就是说他们是基督徒或者是属于神的人，他们先我们一步走了。
That's to say that at the time that Jesus has come, those who have passed on before us, those who have slept before us, means those who have passed on before us.
那么神。会使他们跟耶稣一起来。
God is going to let them to come together with Jesus.
而且是在我们见到耶稣之前。
And before we see Jesus, they would be coming already.
那根据保罗说，因为主必亲自从天降临。那么从天降临的时候，下面有几样事情：有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，又有神吹号响。
And then it was also said that the Lord himself would descend from heaven with the sound, and there are several things that happened. The voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet, and also the death.
所以主再来的时候，像圣经里面保罗说，那在基督里面死的人，他们必先复活。
So that means that those who pass on to get the Lord, they shall rise first.
我们现在可以看到耶稣基督再来的时候。
We can see, imagine the scene that Jesus...second coming.
在我们之先离开世界的属于神的人
，those who belong to Christ, those who have passed on already.
他们先复活
，they rose from the dead first.
然后呢，保罗在十七节说，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里面。
And then in verse 17, it says that then those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
就是说。在我们现在这个时代之前，属于主的人死了，他们会复活。
That means that those who have died before us, in times past, they will rise, they will be resurrected.
那么你跟我就不需要复活，因为我们还是活着的。
You and I do not need to be raised from the dead because we are still alive.
所以我们就一起被提到天上去。
So together we are caught up into the clouds.
这就是圣经里面讲到被提的事情。
This is what they talk about the being caught up into the clouds.
被提的事情，马太福音二十四章也讲到。
Matthew 24 also mentioned this.
马太福音二十四章里面讲到什么呢？
What did it say in Matthew chapter 24?
就是两个人在铁里面。
Two people in the field.
一个被提了，一个留下来。
One is taken up, one is left behind.
两个人在推磨。
Two people pushing the mill.
一位被提了，一位留下来。
One was taken up, one left behind.
被提真的发生吗？
Being taken up, is that truly
happened? 你关心被提的事情吗？
Do you care about about second coming?
如果被提的时候你没有被提怎么办？
If people are taken up and you are left behind, what do you do?
有没有被提的经验？
Have you experience of being taken up?
当然没有了。
Of course not.
有的话就不在这里了。
Otherwise you won't be here today.
但是我就有啊。
But I had this experience.
你知道啊，我们是马来西亚长大的。
I grew up in Malaysia.
一年十二个月只有两季。
There are only two seasons in front of the entire 12 months.
那两季每一天都可以发生的。
And then the two seasons happen every day.
就下雨跟不下雨。
It's rainy or not rainy.
那么后来我们到非洲去做宣教士。
And later we went to Africa.
在撒哈拉沙漠里面也是这样。
In the desert is also the same thing.
那么连那两季都没有了。
We didn't have two seasons.
只剩下基本上一季了。
Only basically one season.
那么就是热啊热啊，吹风沙就是这样。
It's hot and hot and maybe sandstorms.
1999年，我们一家来到这个 Columbia CIU 进修了。
1999, we whole family came to CIU to study.
那么我不是每一个礼拜天来华人教会，因为有的时候要出去讲道。
I do not come to the church every Sunday because sometimes I preach somewhere else.
有一次我们就从 CIU 开车来教会聚会了。
So one day we drove from CIU came to church for a meeting.
我们到的时候
，we arrived.
没有一个人
，Nobody here，
一辆车都没有
，Not even a vehicle, not a car。
那我看手表，我说师母，时间对吗
？I look at the watch and say, oh, well, this is the right time。
他说对啊。
Say, I asked my wife, is it correct time? She said yes, it's.
那我心中就开始担心了。
Then I started to worry。
是崇拜的时间。
It's time to for worship。
其他人都被提了。
What happened to people? All the people were taken up。
只有我们一家留下
来。Our family was left behind.
哎呦，我心中开始想说，我应该悔改。
So maybe I need to repent.
因为不然的话怎么办？现在别人都被提了。
Now all the people were taken up to heaven.
我们从来没有想过有改时间。
We never think of that there's a time change.
所以我们按着没改时间就来教会了。
So we came to church without worrying about the time change.
大家都改时间了，慢了一个小时来。
So everybody have a time change. They come 1 hour later.
我是那一次使我灵性大复兴。
So I was a spiritual revival.
我跟神讲说，神啊，这个真的被提的时候我不被提，那么做了这么久牧师啊、宣教师啊都没用。
So, I talked to God. Said that all people are taken up, but I'm left behind. I've been a pastor for so many years. It's useless.
所以被提的时候你被提吗
？So if God taking up people, are you going to be taken up？
我读到这些经文的时候
，When I read this passage，
突然间就是神给我看到一件很重要的事情。
God allow me to see something very important.
看到什么事情呢
？What is it？
看到启示录第七章第九节
，Revelation chapter seven verse nine。
启示录第七章第九节，老约翰写启示录这一个地方的时候
，In Revelation chapter seven verse nine, when the elderly John, Apostle John was writing,
他说此后我观看，就是看见，就是这个人多的不得了啊。都算不过来了。
And I saw many, many people. I cannot count them. There's so many innumerable people.
那这些人是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
They come from different places, all nations, all tongues, and all the races.
那么来到羔羊面前，来到宝座、百色大宝座面前来敬拜。
They come before the throne, come before the Lamb, and they worship.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道当耶稣基督再来的时候，那些在我们之先睡了的人先复活。
You know that when Jesus comes again, those who pass on before us, they shall rise from the dead first.
然后加上今天现今我们还活着的人，然后一起被提到天上去。
And together with those who are still alive, then together we are taken up into the clouds, into heaven.
你有想过这一幕吗
？Have you ever imagined this scene？
你知道我们今天世界上有多少基督徒吗
？How many Christians are there in the world today？
这个数目上是二十多亿人了。
Maybe it's maybe twenty billions or something like that。
我不敢说被提的时候就全部这些二十几亿的人都上去了。
I cannot say for sure that more than twenty billions would be taken up。
因为毕竟太多，他说他是基督徒，但是他不知道他有没有信耶稣吗
？Because there could be some people who are in Christians in name only。
如果说有十八亿、十九亿的话，够不够多呢
？Or maybe 18 billion, 19 billion. Is that enough?
那么加上从亚当夏娃开始，一直到我们今天这个已经先我们走的那些属于神的人有多少呢
？And together with starting from Adam and Eve until the until today, then how many of those who are Christians have already left?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们想到耶稣基督再来要接我们到天上去
，When you consider Jesus coming, he's going to take us to heaven.
我们想到什么
？What comes into our minds?
我们想到那一种。到耶稣那里去。
There are so many people, millions and billions and billions of people in front of Jesus.
有没有人参加过大型的聚会
？Have any of you attended the big conferences?
三千人、五千人、三万人、五万人的聚会。
3,000, 5,000, 30,000, 50,000 people a conference.
你在那一种的聚会里面呢，不需要讲这个不需要讲道的。有的时候
，At that time, you don't need to even hear about the preaching.
只要有人在那边唱诗歌的时候，很多人就流眼泪。
Just some people were singing the hymns, many people already shedding tears.
因为那个群众所产生的一种所谓的激情是非常厉害的。
Because the emotion involved by the crowd is very powerful.
有的时候我也不大明白为什么谭楚龙牧师讲到，他还没有讲就叫人先走下来。
Well, sometimes I don't understand how come Reverend Stephen Tong to before he preached, ask people to come down.
很多人。
Many people.
诗班很好。
The choir was magnificent.
那么大家就唱诗歌的时候，想到我们这一些人，我们都是主所爱的，或者有一些是慕道朋友，在当中也很受激励。
So many people they were encouraged when they hear the choir was singing.
那么就启示呢，不需要讲到，谭楚龙牧师只要问说，谁愿意，就是把一生摆在神的手中，请你走上来。
It was before the sermon, Reverend Stephen Tong said, "Who is willing to give your life and offer it to the Lord? Let's come down here."
我不到二十岁的时候，我替他办过一次青少年的这个布道会。
I organized a youth conference with him when I was very young, maybe before 20.
后来有八千人出席了。
8,000 showed up for the conference.
你知道那一种的激情是什么
？You see that atmosphere was like that.
我想到耶稣再来的时候有多少人啊
？When I think about Jesus' second coming, how many people are going to be there?
谭楚龙牧师来过我神学院教书的。
Joe Reverend Stephen Tong came to my seminary and he taught.
但是我一直不大明白，因为呢，我的神学院院长在华人教会当中比他更出名。
But I did not understand because my the principal in my seminary was even more reputable than him.
我神学院院长叫做滕进辉牧师。
And this is different time.
那么如果你问我的话，说他们两个怎么样？
If 我
对于谭牧师印象比较深。
If you say how do you compare to my I'm more impressed with Tom.
因为他站上去讲到那个眼睛这样一扫过去。
Because he preaches and he will scan the congregation.
我就在镜子面前练了好久。
Then I practiced it in front of the mirror.
希望我有那种眼神。
I hope that I could have the same power.
但是没有。
But it didn't happen.
无论你怎么讲，滕牧师讲到我会爱睡的。
But Reverend Tan was speaking, then I might be feel sleepy.
你如果是教会请他讲道，千万不要请他讲那个布道会。
If you ask him to preach, don't ask him to preach evangelistic meetings.
他就问说谁愿意信耶稣
？He said, "Who wants to believe in Jesus?"
好，没有我们就祷告。
Okay, no, nobody. Then let's pray.
他连第二句都不问了。
He didn't even ask the second time.
那很少人起来站到前面。
Well, people got up.
但是我四年跟他。
But I was with him 4 years.
我就发现为什么世界的华人教会认为他才是真正的领袖。
Then I discovered why that the Chinese church in the world considered him to be the leader.
我观察了四年。
I observed him for 4 years.
我发现我们神学院啊，不同的教会有什么问题
？We see that different seminaries, different churches have different problems.
几乎只要滕牧师在，问题就解决了。
And then he shows up and they solve the problem.
他就像一座大房子中间那条柱。
He looks like the pillar, the column in the middle of a grand house.
就顶在那边。
He was there supporting it.
你不注意的话，你还嫌他就是这个好像就是挡路。
And if you don't pay attention, you will think that the column is in the way.
你把它拿掉的话，整个垮掉了。
But if you take away the column, the whole building will collapse.
那滕牧师呢？有一次被请去韩国讲道。
One time he was invited to preach in Korea.
那么那一次不知道有整百万的人在那边听到。
Could be maybe a million attending.
他讲到了那一天还下着一点毛毛雨。
And it was drizzling on that day.
拿着雨伞。
Some holding on umbrellas.
在韩国军院的飞机场。And
it was a military airfield. It was about a million attending.
陈牧师是排在其中一次讲道。
He was one of the speakers.
他那一天上场去讲道，就是他后来回到神学院跟我们讲的。
After he returned, he told us about it in the seminary about that.
就是说，他站上去的时候，他一看到那么多人。
He stood up there and he saw so many people.
他说 ：“Hallelujah， 感谢赞美主。
”He said ：“Hallelujah, thanks be to the Lord.”
然后下面就雷公那样响了。
And then the people applause and it was.Noise.
所有的人都回应说 ：“Hallelujah, Amen.”
All the people respond, "Hallelujah, Amen."
陈牧师是很安静的一个。
Everything was he was a quiet and peaceful man.
很少是激情的一个人。
He was not emotional.
他听到下面那一种的回应的时候
，He heard the response from the congregation.
他跟我们讲
，He told us.
他一震撼，忘记讲章是什么。
He was in shock. He forgot about his script.
我就是在想一个问题，我们将来去到天上的时候是这样一个场面。
I consider that when we arrive in heaven, it is this type of scenery.
但是我们不是只是 在 寻找或者这一种的激情的场面。
Not just we are looking for and seeking after this kind of emotional response.
当我读到十七节的时候，以后我们就活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要与主永远同在。我心中就开始担心了。
When I read this passage, it says that then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
我们与主在空中相会的时候。
As we meet the Lord in the air,
从在地上被提到空中去
from the earth we are taken up to the clouds.
我不知道有多长时间
I do not know how long it will take.
一分钟
One minute.
三分钟
Or maybe 3 minutes.
我不知道
I do not know.
但是我知道了一件事情
But one thing I know.
如果是我的话
If it were me,
无论是30秒也好，三分钟也好。
Regardless, it's 30 seconds or 3 minutes.
我会问我自己
I will ask myself.
我预备好迎接耶稣
Am I ready to see Jesus?
Am I ready? 我预备好迎接耶稣吗
Am I ready to see Jesus?
我就发现那个时候一上去的时候，几乎所有东西不能带了
I would discover that at that time I cannot, would not be able to bring along anything.
那我就想着我在地上的东西。
So the things that I have on earth,
我以前非常看重的某一些东西
the things that I value and treasure very much,
原来没有什么永恒的价值，因为带不走了
They don't have any eternal value, cannot bring them along.
那么我可以带走的是什么呢
What can I bring with me?
难道我就空手来见耶稣吗
Do I empty-handed go?
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个信息是什么呢
What is the message?
这信息就是我们今天不知道耶稣基督什么时候来。
Today we have no idea when Jesus is going to come again.
但是他一定会再来的。
But he shall come again.
因为马太福音24章又讲了，以前在挪亚的时候，有人不相信这个洪水会来。
Just like it was written in Matthew 24 that in the time of Noah, people did not believe the flood would come.
但是最后洪水来了。
But the flood did come.
我们今天讲耶稣基督一定会来。
We're talking about Jesus must come. Jesus shall come.
有一些人就说哪里有这样的事情
？Some people say no such thing.
那不因为他们不信，就耶稣不来了。
It's not because they do not believe that it would not happen.
我们预备好迎接耶稣吗
？Are we ready to welcome Jesus?
如果我们听过福音，但是一直还没有做决定，你能够确定耶稣来的时候，你有那样的把握，你也可以去到天上。
If you have heard of the gospel, but you have not decided for Jesus, do you have any confidence that when Jesus comes?
为什么不要现在决定，要等到那个时候呢
？Why don't you decide today? Why do you have to wait until that time?
我们做基督徒也知道什么是有永恒价值，什么没有永恒价值。
As Christians, we know what is of value in eternity and what does not.
可以不可以现在就开始围着永恒的价值的东西来投资下去
？Can we now invest in those things that are of value in eternity?
所以耶稣来的时候，我们被提的时候，我们在那个过程当中说，感谢赞美神，因为我已经预备好了。
So when Jesus comes, in the process of being taken up, we can say praise to the Lord, I am ready.
所以保罗说，你们用这些话彼此的劝慰。
That's why Paul said you encourage each other with these words.
劝什么呢？
Encourage them with what?
正耶说耶稣一定会来的。
Say that Jesus is going to come.
他来的时候就抹干我们的眼泪了。
And he will wipe away all our tears.
他来的时候就要赏赐我们。
And he will give us rewards.
他来的时候就带我们跟他同在，永远的同在。
He will be with us forever.
他会继续的赐福给我们。
He will continue to bless us.
他来的时候就带我们回到天家，有神为我们预备的地方。
He will bring us.To heaven to go to the place that God has prepared for us already.
他来的时候，我们属于他的人就不会下地狱，不会受苦了。
Those who belong to Him will not be worried about having to go to hell and be suffering.
那他来的时候，就让我们看见我们投资永恒的事情原来是那么有价值。
Then when He comes, He will let us see that what we invest in eternity is so valuable.
所以彼此劝慰什么呢
？So encourage one another.
彼此劝慰，预备心迎接耶稣基督。
Encourage one another to prepare.
彼此劝慰就是为着永恒的事情来投资。
Encourage to invest in eternity.
彼此劝慰就是说，我们大家能够要爱主，我们爱那些还没有信主的朋友、家人，为他们祷告，把福音传给他们。
Encourage us that we love the Lord and also love those who have yet to believe in the Lord and pray for them.
因为我们也希望他们一样跟我们一起到天上去享受神所为我们预备的一切福分。
Because we desire them to be like us so that they can go into heaven to enjoy the same blessings that we are going to have.
所以保罗在这里说彼此劝慰。
That's why Paul says encourage one another.
你愿意这样做吗
？Are you willing to do this?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们保罗的教导。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you teach us through Paul.
谢谢主耶稣基督一定会来。
We give thanks that Jesus Christ shall come.
在主里面先睡的人有盼望。
Those who have slept already, they have hope.
在地上，我们这些属于主的人也有盼望。
Those are on earth, those who are like us, they also have hope.
我们将来可以一起去到天上与主在云里面相会。
We can meet the Lord Jesus in the clouds.
能够就是跟耶稣基督面对面，享受神自己的同在。
We can be face to face and enjoy our presence with the Lord.
这是何等美好的事情
！This is such a beautiful thing.
所以求主这个时候帮助我们。
May God help us.
彼此鼓励，彼此带导。
Encourage one another. Pray for one another.
怎么样在耶稣还没有来之前，我们没有浪费每一天的时间
？So that we do not waste our time before the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们能够为着永恒的事情来投资。
That we can invest in eternity.
带不走的东西，求主帮助我们，不要花太多时间。
Help us so that we don't spend too much time on things that we cannot take along with us.
我们把自己完全交在主的手中。
We offer ourselves totally for the Lord.
愿这一段的经文的信息成为我们彼此劝勉的一个重点。
May this passage encourage us and help us so that we know the importance of this.
感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray and we give thanks in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.